time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
Doing well, yourself?
Not too bad this morning. 18 degrees outside. Not ideal. Could be worse. It is worse in some places north of here in the state. A little chillier this morning, but not too bad. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Today, weather, not too terrible. Tomorrow, weather, we'll see.
Be a little dicey.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, for the folks, Exira EHK fans, Bedford fans, IKM Manning fans heading down to the state tournament today, should be all right. I don't think you'll have too many problems with the driving and stuff today. But tomorrow, for those fans of teams that will be playing tomorrow, Red Oak, for example, and there are some others that will be playing tomorrow, full slate of games tomorrow. Harlan, I believe, plays tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll see. There's a chance of some rain, and that means freezing rain this time of the year, which can be that. And then all of a sudden you throw maybe a little mix of snow over the top of it. Who knows? We'll have to see tomorrow. But today's weather looks pretty decent for driving. So I was supposed to beat my chest, wasn't I? Here's the forecast. Here's the traffic report. Isn't that how we fake that? We don't employ helicopter pilots around here. We do have plumbers stop in once in a while. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, I guess ready to start another week.
Tell us about Camblin's.
When you're buying a furnace or air conditioner, you might want to know that it's going to run properly and not give out at the first sign of nasty weather. But how can you really be sure? After all, it's not like you can look under the hood or take it for a test drive. When you buy a Lennox furnace or central air from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, you can trust that you'll be getting the finest in HVAC equipment. The fact that Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried the Lennox brand for over 70 years tells you our confidence in this brand. If you want that kind of confidence and reliability, heating and cooling your home, give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
I wonder if anybody's ever really done that. It's kind of been a long-standing joke in radio, the old beat your chest to make it sound like you got the helicopter report
going. Well, you just did.
I know. I wonder if anybody's for real, though, done that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Tried to make it sound real.
No, they have.
Do they do that before the Iowa and Iowa State games when they're doing those traffic reports driving to the game?
Yeah, probably.
We're not really in a helicopter. We're sitting in a nice warm studio somewhere on the phone with a cup of coffee in our hand. Who knows? Who knows? Well, I tell you what, it won't be too long before we'll be sitting somewhere, perhaps with a cup of coffee in our hands, maybe out on the sun porch watching the sun come up on what will be a beautiful 72-degree day.
You're trying to make us feel good this morning, aren't
Doesn't
you?
That sound good?
Yeah.
Huh? Doesn't that sound good? Well, the folks at Iowa State University, you know, their horticulturalists are always at work, and this is their busy time of the year, too. But they have a couple of different articles that they've put up here in the last several days regarding, the gardening this time of the year. You know, you're thinking about what you're going to do, and now's the time to be planning and preparing for all of the activity out in the garden. But, you know, you can actually start your gardens this time of the year. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy when you think it's 18 degrees outside right now, but a lot of folks will do those types of things. Maybe start looking at working indoors to get your seedlings ready, to get them transplanted outdoors so you can kind of get a jump start on the growing season when it gets started. Well, the horticulturalists at Iowa State put together some notes about that, and you know they answer some pretty common questions, like what do you need to start the transplants indoors? And they suggest that if you're going to successfully grow seedlings indoors, it does require high-quality seeds. It requires a germination medium, containers, lights, and other supplies. Flower and vegetable seeds can be purchased at local garden centers, and they're also available from numerous other companies. Now, the germination medium should be lightweight, porous, and free of pathogens. They said excellent seed-starting media are commercially prepared soilless mixes like Jiffy Mix, things like that. Various containers can be used to start those transplants as well. Gardeners can purchase things like flats, trays, pots, the compressed peat pellets, and other products. Previously used flats, trays, and pots should be cleaned out and disinfected before they're used. You want to wash any previously used containers in soapy water and make sure you disinfect them in a solution of one part chlorine bleach and nine parts water. Now, if you're using other household things like cut-off milk cartons, plastic jugs, paper cups, plastic food boxes, and other containers, you can use those types of things to start seeds. I think we've all seen the plastic milk jugs cut off to start the gardens indoors. But they say the holes should be punched in the bottom of milk cartons, jugs, paper cuts, and other types of containers to allow for some drainage there, too. Now, while the seedlings can be grown in a sunny window, they often become tall and spindly because of insufficient light. And for best results, they suggest growing seedlings under fluorescent lights. Those expensive grow lights aren't necessary. A standard fluorescent shop fixture with two 40-watt tubes, one cool white and one warm white, would actually work just fine for something like that. Now, when should you think about starting those indoor flowers and vegetable seeds? Well, the growth rate of the seedlings and the outdoor planting date determine when you should sow those seeds indoors. The crop time, the number of weeks from sowing to planting outdoors, for several popular flowers and vegetables, they can vary slightly. For example, from 10 to 12 weeks would be geraniums, things like that. Also from 6 to 10 weeks would be things like petunias and impatiens. 6 to 8 weeks would be marigolds, pepper, and eggplant. 5 to 7 weeks would be zinnias, tomatoes, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower. 3 to 4 weeks would be cucumber, watermelon, muskmelon, and squash. So I guess you kind of have to time that out and plan. It actually works nice if you're going to do a variety of those things. Then you don't have to do it all at once. You kind of spread that out a bit. And what about successfully germinating those seeds indoors so you can have a great outdoor growing season too? Well, they suggest that when you're sowing seeds in flats or trays, that you want to fill that container with the germination medium to within 1 inch of the top, then firm that medium and then water it thoroughly and then allow it to drain. Now, fine seeds and those seeds that require light for germination are sown on the surface of that medium and then lightly pressed into the germination medium. You want to cover all other seeds with additional medium to a thickness of 1 to 2 times the seed's diameter. Now, after sowing the seeds, you want to water the medium by partially submersing the container in water. And when the surface becomes wet, then remove the container from the water and allow it to drain. Now, watering from below prevents the washing of the seeds on the surface of the medium, and the medium can also be moistened with a seeding sprayer. A fine mist from a rubber bulb seeding sprayer won't disturb those seeds or the medium. Now, to ensure a uniform moisture level during germination, they suggest that you cover that container with clear plastic food wrap. The flats also can be covered with clear plastic domes. Now, you do want to set that container out in bright light, but out of direct sunlight. Extremely high temperatures may develop if those covered containers are in direct sunlight. Now, the high temperatures may adversely affect the germination, so a medium temperature of 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit would be adequate for germination of most of the flowers and vegetables. And then just remove that plastic food wrap or that dome as soon as the germination occurs. Now, once the seeds have germinated, they suggest that you move those seedlings to an area with slightly cooler temperatures and direct sun, or you can place them under those fluorescent lights. And then you want to transplant those seedlings into individual containers or cell packs when the second pair of true leaves begin to appear. All that done before you even start to get outside. That's a lot of gardening. But at least once you get outside, you've got that head start, and you can look forward to a great season. I suspect that probably a lot of folks who do a lot of things with the local garden markets probably do a little bit of that indoor germination so you can kind of get a quick start. It's always nice to be the one of the first with some of those fresh vegetables and things at the local garden markets. I'm sure you see that every year.
Yeah, cool. I know there's some of those producers, too, that have the high tunnels now that start, you know, a lot earlier than you would expect. They have a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, for some folks, it's more of a business opportunity. For other folks, it's just more what they like to do, what they enjoy. And if you can get a head start on something like that, and think about it, you know, we're still staring at winter here for a while yet. But if you can at least get that spring feel, you know, you're working in the dirt, in that peat, trying to get yourself ready, get those plants and stuff ready for the spring growing season when you can truly get outside. I suppose that's just like if you're a golfer and you go hit the indoor driving range or the simulator or whatever. At least you get that feel like you're getting closer and closer to the spring and then summer season. So whatever gets you there, right? Or you could just take a trip on spring break, huh?
Yeah, that sounds all right, too.
I suppose that's coming up for a lot of folks as well. Well, why don't you tell us more how they can make their indoors more livable with Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
All right. Remodeling the kitchen or bathroom in your home can be a challenge. At Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we work hard to keep your remodel as calm and pleasant as possible. From products known for quality and value to coordination with your carpenter, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has successfully remodeled several of your neighbors' rooms and produced a good experience for them to remember. With Kohler, Sterling, Delta, Aquatic, and many other brands to choose from, Camblin Plumbing and Heating will ensure that the job is done right and with longevity in mind. Give us a call to give you a free estimate on your next job. Call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in our Harlan store at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Amelia Earhart. Never interrupt someone doing what you said can't be done.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.